Welcome back. It's halftime of the Huskers opener against Southern Mississippi. And this year, again, at halftime, we are delighted to be chatting with Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. It has been a hot, dry summer. Good to get fall, good to get students back on campus. Maybe that'll change our luck weather-wise.
It is great to have students back on campus, a lot of energy, and it's great to start another football season. I don't want to look past some of these great early season games, but I am so excited again about this Big Ten schedule and my first trip to Columbus, Ohio to watch a football game, and before we get there, out at UCLA. So this is a really exciting schedule we've got this year, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk about, we've talked from time to time about enrollment. Let's talk about that at the university at this time. There's been a lot of conversation around the state, obviously even in the nation, about student debt, affordable access. What's the university doing to help kind of contain some costs of it for college students?
Well, it's a great question. And as I go around the state and even around the country, people want to know about a couple of things. And one of them is the cost of education and what's happening to it. And we understand it's a challenge. And so we pledged to do some things for Nebraskans. One is that we're going to keep tuition increases moderate and predictable. And what I mean by that is we don't want spikes in that. We want students and their parents to know what's going to happen and be able to predict and plan accordingly. This year's tuition increase was the lowest in 15 years. And on each of our campuses, we are well below the average of the peers. Just take the Lincoln campus, where we are right now, for instance, 28% below the average of the peers. So nobody likes to see those increases on the bill, and everybody recognizes we got to control costs, but comparatively speaking, we're doing a pretty good job on that.
In your mind, what needs to happen to keep college affordable?
Well, I always think there are about four things. One is, if you're a public university, your basic support comes from the state. And so that's an important piece, that be stable and not have spikes in it. Now, we've been flat for 5 years with support from Nebraska. And so over time, that starts to take a toll. But so far, we've been in pretty good shape. There are a couple of other things that have to happen. One is, I mentioned you got tuition increases have to be predictable and have to be kept as low as possible. A third is adequate financial aid. Even if you have state support and if you have very competitive tuition, there are some people who can't afford it. And so that's where Pell Grants come in, and that's where private contributions in Nebraska have been so great. The Buffett Foundation supports about 2,000 students across the university with tuition fees and books. So that's important. And finally, you know, it's not all on the revenue side. It's on the cost side. The university's got to do the best job it can to manage cost effectively, to hold those costs down. One thing we did in this last year was to limit the number of credit hours to graduate to 120. That means if you go for 4 years and take a full load, you ought to be able to graduate instead of having to tack on a fifth year. That's a huge cost element.
J.B., you mentioned financial aid. Your college-bound Nebraska program is one that continues to have a big impact on affordability. How many students qualify for that program?
You know, we have about 6,000 students across the university that are supported by college-bound Nebraska. And what that is the promise. If you're a Nebraskan, you're a full-time undergraduate, if you qualify for a Pell Grant, the national program for financial aid, at all, you pay no tuition at the University of Nebraska. So that's our promise. People don't believe it sometimes because it's pretty dramatic, but it has been a great thing for us, I think, in terms of telling people, if you prepare, we will help you be able to pay for college. And I'm delighted that we've got a couple of new faces out there that are helping us get the word out on college-bound Nebraska.
And those are a couple of famous Husker athletes, former athletes, Jordan Larson, great volleyball player, and Prince Amukamara.
Yeah, it's terrific, and they're both in the news a lot lately. We all watched Jordan play volleyball in London, and then I guess we all read about Prince being dumped in ice, but they're both great spokespeople. Prince has been doing this now for a little while for us, about a year. He and I went to high schools this last school year. The kids just love seeing him there. And Prince is a smart guy and was a very good student and is a great spokesperson for this program, as I know Jordan will be too. I mean, their message is, you know, we were scholarship athletes, but in Nebraska, you don't have to be a great athlete to be able to get a scholarship to go to college and be successful at the University of Nebraska.
Yeah, great ambassadors for the University of Nebraska. JB, great to see you. We'll look forward to seeing you at the Rose Bowl next week.
Great. Looking forward to that. Thanks.
More halftime's coming up next from IMG College. This is the Husker Sports Network.